And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests has an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My next guest is the Republican contender for the U.S. House of Representatives from the newly formed 26th Congressional District that includes much of Ventura County, excluding Simi Valley. We'll discuss his platform and his campaign. Tony Strickland is our senator in the California Assembly. He was first elected to the State Assembly in 1998. Tony made his mark during the energy crisis of 2001 by filing a lawsuit against then-Governor Gray Davis on behalf of energy ratepayers. Locally, Tony has been a board member of the Ventura County Council of Boy Scouts of America, an advisory committee member of Food Share, an honorary board member of the Moorpark Boys and Girls Club, in addition to being active in numerous civic, business, and church organizations throughout Ventura County. Tony received his Bachelor of Arts in Political Science from Whittier College. Tony lives in Moorpark with his wife and two children. Joining me on the phone, hi, Tony. How are you today?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you very much for being a guest on the show. And as you're out politically campaigning right now for election to the House of Representatives, you're touching base with all Ventura County residents. So what issues do you see as most important to Ventura County residents right now?
Oh, jobs and the economy. As I walk door to door, people are very apprehensive, not only about the unemployment rate, which here in California is the third highest in the country. In the unemployment rate, again, the jobs number came out this week, and we still have over 8% unemployment across the nation. But it's not only the unemployment, it's the underemployment. People are working a lot harder for less, and also a lot of people, you know, bought their homes and their home values have gone down. So the apprehension in terms of the economy, people want to turn around this economy. They want to make sure that they feel comfortable for our future, for their children and grandchildren. And so the economy is the number one issue when I walk door to door. And my neighbor's concerns are the same as my concerns. I mean, I grew up here in Ventura County, and it's a wonderful place to live, but we need to turn around this economy.
Well, you mentioned the jobs report. The jobs report came out this week. 96,000 new jobs were formed. That is, gives us an average over the last quarter of less than 100,000 jobs in the quarter. That's very disappointing and certainly not what we need to get out of this. We need about 300,000 jobs every month for the next 30 months in order to get back to where we were.
And Bill, you're absolutely right. And the jobs that we add, we always have to take a look at net jobs. I mean, a lot of people are talking about the jobs they add, but how many jobs have we lost? And we just need to turn this economy around. We need to get the economy going again, and we need to fight for every job in Ventura County, and that's what I'm running for Congress, to fight for Ventura County and make sure that not only do we keep and retain the good-paying jobs that we have in Ventura County, but create an atmosphere so hopefully we can help grow our economy locally as well as nationally.
All right, Tony, so let me put the ball in your court. If elected, what would you do to help stimulate job growth in Ventura County?
Well, the first thing is, the first order of business is right now there's a deep defense cuts going on in Washington where the proposal is 19% of our federal budget is in defense, but 50% of the proposed cuts will be in defense. That would have a devastating impact on Naval Base Ventura County. Naval Base Ventura County is the largest employer in Ventura County. And my first order of business as a congressman is making sure we fight back against those deep defense cuts. Not only is it wrong from a national security perspective, but here in Ventura County, if we somehow lose those jobs, or actually the base might be on a closure commission, that'd be a devastating impact for the people of Ventura County. So the first order of business is making sure we strengthen Naval Base Ventura County and fight for every one of those jobs to make sure that what's being proposed in Washington gets pushed back.
All right. Well, Tony, let me stop you right there. Two things. First of all, the Naval Base Ventura County, it was announced that it's not on the closure list this time through. It may be on a future closure list, but not this time through.
Yeah. No, but as Leon Panetta announced, it won't be the closure. They won't go through the closure next year, but they're going to go for a closure 2 years from now. That's why it's important to have a strong congressman that will help build it up, to make sure the strength of the community. But also, the deep defense cuts, even if they're not on the closure list, those deep defense cuts will have a heavy impact on the jobs at Naval Base Ventura County. And not only the jobs at Naval Base Ventura County, but the ripple effect. There's a lot of defense industry jobs here in Ventura County, And that's why we need a strong congressman right from the very beginning that understands the local economy here in Ventura County.
Well, that said, I think that's very important. But part of the cuts that you're talking about in defense are related to the mandatory cuts that are coming up if we go over what's being called the fiscal cliff. So if you are elected, one of the very first things staring you in the face when you go to Washington is going to be this fiscal cliff. What will be your position? What steps will you take to help us from hurling over the fiscal cliff?
Well, I mean, the first step you need to do is get rid of this what's called sequestration. The fact of the matter is we didn't get here overnight in terms of the budget deficit, and we're not going to get out of this overnight. The best way to do it is come forward with pro-growth policies to help grow the economy. We have had the longest sustained unemployment rate since they've been tracking over 8%. I believe it's been over 8% now for 42 straight months.
43.
So what we need to do is figure out how to come together and help grow the economy. A lot of folks have been saying, well, we need to have these deep cuts in, you know, Medicare, Social Security, and these other programs, and others say, well, we need to raise taxes. I think if you raise taxes, it makes it even more harder. It makes it harder to compete on the global economy. The best way to do it is grow the economy. And you looked at that when Ronald Reagan was president, when Bill Clinton was president. We were able to not go forward with some of these deep cuts. We end up getting out of this budget deficit through growth, and that should be the number one, two, and three priority for every congressman and senator back in Washington.
My guest is Tony Strickland. He's the Republican candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives in the newly formed 26th District. So, Tony, in that growth clearly is going to be important. You mentioned taxes, so let's touch on taxes if you can for just a minute. Are you a supporter of the Buffett rule, which is raising taxes on the wealthiest people in the United States in order to help close the deficit gap that we're facing in this country?
No, I do not support the Buffett rule. And in fact, when you look at, for example, our corporate tax rate, the United States has one of the highest corporate tax rates. You want a true stimulus plan? Right now, we charge a 35% tax corporate tax rate for American companies that have now invested overseas. So American companies that are investing overseas, we have over $1 trillion that are invested overseas out of the United States. What we need to do is encourage that money, that $1 trillion, to come back to the United States. I would actually offer a tax break for American corporations that have investments overseas to bring it back here and invest in America, invest in Ventura County. Because what's happening now is, because of our tax rate, what happens is if the American corporations are in China, if they're in Europe, if they're anywhere around the world, what happens is they don't bring that money back home, and they reinvest it in China, in Asia, in Europe. We want that money, that trillion. If you want a true stimulus plan, you need to encourage those corporations to bring that money back here and reinvest in American jobs. We need to fight for local jobs, Ventura County jobs.
All right, Tony, let's just be clear on this. So you're talking about having a tax incentive and lowering the tax rate at the same time. Why not just lower the tax rate? Why not just get rid of the tax rate altogether, get rid of corporate tax rates altogether? It's double taxation anyway, because shareholders have to pay taxes on their personal income as well as the corporations paying taxes. Eliminate it. What would that do?
Well, I wouldn't eliminate it. What I would do is offer the incentive to, again, American corporations bringing that money back here because, again, when we look at our corporate tax rate here in the United States, it's a lot higher than what we have in around the world. And what I would do is, again, offer the incentives to reinvest here in American for American jobs. And that $1 trillion being instead of being invested overseas, investing in the United States will help grow the economy. That will help us get out of this budget mess that we're in.
Well, if we have the $1 trillion, will companies that normally would not repatriate those dollars back to the U.S., would they invest them in hiring? Or would they just put them on their balance sheet, as many corporations are doing right now, building up huge cash reserves on their balance sheet?
I would say it would be both, actually, Bill. What they would do is they would reinvest and hire folks here in the United States, but they would also have more dividends. A lot of families now, their retirement savings, and that's another thing of why people are apprehensive of this local economy. They've invested in their IRAs, their independent retirement. They've invested in their children's college education. There isn't a pension fund, for example, the CalSTRS and CalPERS and the state pension fund. There isn't any of these funds that are not investing in these corporations. So if we help them grow here in the United States, that would actually help independent retirement accounts. That would help grow the economy. That will help create jobs. That's good all the way around for our local economy.
All right, my guest is Tony Strickland. He's the Republican candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives here in Ventura. So, Tony, let me change gears if I can for just a minute. If you're elected, you're going to be going into the Congress, which has been really fractured by partisan politics. And right now, Congress has the lowest approval rating that it's had in my lifetime and probably in recent memory for many, many people. It's down around 10%. You're going into that environment. I guess my first question is, why would anybody want to go into that environment? But more importantly, and the real thrust of the question is, once you're there, what are you going to do to help overcome some of the partisan politics there?
Well, the best indication of future performance is past performance. First of all, that 10%, I want to know who those 10% are that think that Congress is doing a good job, because Congress is way too partisan. Everything is about the upcoming election. It's not about doing the right thing for the people of America. I have a proven track record working across the aisle. In fact, Capital Weekly rated all the legislators in Sacramento, and I was the second most independent-thinking legislator in Sacramento in terms of the Capital Weekly newspaper. I've had the ability to work across the aisle. There are things, if I think it's good for Ventura County, I'm all in. An example just happened recently with a dog bear hunting bill, where I went. I was the only Republican to vote for it because I thought it was the right thing to do, and it's what my constituents wanted. Another one, I was one of three Republicans that voted for the renewable energy standard to invest in renewable technology in terms of the energy sector. I've had an ability to work across the aisle for what I think is right in Ventura County, and I think we need more elected officials that understand why they're going to Washington or Sacramento. It's to get the job done for their local community and make it a better place. I learned that from my father, who served in Korea and Vietnam, and the most important lesson that I've learned from my dad is it's up to every generation to leave your city, state, nation a better spot than what you found. And right now, I believe this is the first time in American history where that's in question. Are we going to leave a better future, a better tomorrow for our kids and our grandkids? My boy just turned 5 today, and I want him to grow up in California I grew up in with the same opportunities I had, and that needs the job opportunities, a strong education, and to be able to have those opportunities. That's why we're going to Washington. That's why, you know, elected officials go to Sacramento.
My guest is Tony Strickland, and congratulations on your son's 5th birthday.
Thank you.
I'm going to switch gears now, talking about energy policy, because the federal government lacks an overall energy policy and has for my entire lifetime. What is your position on energy specifically? What is your position on an overall energy policy? We're sitting on the largest reserves of natural gas in the world. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do about that?
I'm an all-in strategy. In fact, I think it's not only an economic jobs issue, but it's also a national security issue. We're funding both ends of a war right now. We're funding billions of dollars are going to countries that fund terrorist networks, and it just doesn't make sense when we have abundant energy and natural resources here at home. As I said earlier, I support renewable energy, but I also support natural gas. Keystone Pipeline, I would vote for that the minute I get there. That's a million jobs, but it's also creating energy here at home. We have the technology now to be able to extract natural gas, wind, wave, solar. We need an all-in strategy because it's not only a jobs and economy issue. I believe that we can be energy independent. And, you know, we're missing that kind of, we talked about bipartisanship, we're missing the kind of leaders, like, for example, you know, John F. Kennedy gave a speech and said, "By the end of this decade, we're going to send a man to the moon." We need to have that kind of strategy when it comes to energy. We need to understand that we can't keep funding countries that fund terrorist networks and fund both ends of a war when we have abundant natural resources here at home. We need to create those jobs here at home. It's a national security issue. It's also a jobs economy issue, and it's a pro-America issue.
All right. Where do you stand, Tony, on taxing the oil companies or removing the tax breaks that they have for exploration?
Well, you know, in California, right now, you talk about the oil export tax. Right now, California, you have to do one or the other. You know, Alaska and Texas formulate a different tax structure than we do here in California, and it's different in each state. I think what we need to do is make sure that we invest in all forms of energy, and we need to take a look at the tax system to make sure that it makes sense. You know, when people want to do oil extraction here in California, they didn't want to go back to what we do is now we charge a sales tax on the ground and all the oil reserves in the ground. And we're one of the only states that actually does that. In fact, local economies and local governments get a lot of resources based on their, you know, these oil companies are getting taxed on oil they do not even extract. And so I'm open to tax reform. I think we need tax reform all the way across the board to make sense, to help grow the economy. But we have to make sure that it's done in a proper manner.
My guest is Tony Strickland. He is the Republican running for the U.S. House of Representatives. Tony, in the little time that we've got remaining, tell us a little bit about your background for people who may not be familiar with us, even though you are our state senator. Where were you born? Where were you educated? A little bit about your political background.
Well, I was born at Fort Ord Army Base. My dad was a career military soldier. He served in Korea and Vietnam. And then when he got injured in Vietnam, became a drill sergeant at Fort Ord. That's where I was born back in 1970. My dad retired when I believe I was 3 or 4, and then we came out here to Ventura County, and I was raised here in Ventura County. I love this county. I ended up going to Whittier College, studied political science at Whittier College, and I was lucky and fortunate enough to work for Tom McClintock locally, as well as Paula Bowen, now Takasugi, and the seat opened up where I grew up, and I got elected to the state assembly when I was 28 years old. When my dad retired in the military, he became a maintenance man in a nursing home, and my first job was washing wheelchairs at a nursing home. That's why I have a deep passion for elderly issues, to make sure. I think we judge society based on how we treat our elderly as well as our youth in any society. So the concerns of people in Ventura County are my concerns. I grew up in this county. I deeply care about this county, and I hope that my children have the same opportunities in this county that I had growing up as a kid.
My guest has been Tony Strickland, the Republican candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives in the newly formed 26th District. Tony, you've probably piqued the interest of some of my listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about your campaign, where would you direct them to go?
Come to my website, TonyStrickland.com. It's very simple, TonyStrickland.com, and I'd be honored to have your listeners support and vote. I would be honored to have the vote, and I would be honored to answer any questions that your listeners might have.
Oh, that is great. Tony, thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.